We're looking for everything from laundry detergent to dish soap and shampoo and conditioner, deodorant, toothbrushes, toothpaste, all price points. Anything that you use on a daily basis, we could use to give to our families. And you don't even have to shop at the Walmart. You can grab it somewhere else and drop it off as you drive up, and we'll take it, and we're going to load up a truck and then take it to Treasure House Saturday evening and unload it and be ready for our shoppers in the next couple weeks.
This is a very basic needs kind of approach. It's kind of a grassroots social work kind of area of support to families to help meet those needs that are having very challenging impact on just daily school attendance, ability to focus, the ability to take in information and learn information. If we can help you with the, you know, basic hygiene kinds of things that get in the way, it has a overall positive effect for the families as well as the schools.
And the great thing is you can say, well, I wouldn't know what to even get people. It's all basic, but you also always hand out a sheet that has things suggested.
Right.
Things
we give you
to
a
buy.
Shopping list to make it super easy for you to grab things. And sometimes folks might just want to donate money. We take that. We do have a homeless student fund that we utilize to purchase items for Treasure House, along with we have paid for prom tickets, homecoming tickets, behind the wheel for a student that's 18 and living on their own. We've paid for
field trips
is another thing.
Yearbook here or there. I think we've purchased for seniors that were also identified as McKinney Vento.
That is the great thing about Spotsylvania social workers, Spotsylvania school social workers. You all are really connected, and you see those kinds of things, and you make either a mental note, or you make sure things get taken care of.
Ted, you know the why, right? Because we're rock stars, but it's because of our fearless leader, Lisa Dolan, is how that happens. So I think that's the important part, is you have to have good leadership to make.
It's a great team. And if you go out and look in Michelle's car right now, there's probably 75 coats in her car that we're going to deliver to schools after this.
Yeah.
It is I say this job is a lifestyle.
Once people know, then they want to do something about it.
Yeah.
You know, we currently have 83 students living in local motels. That's a lot of kiddos.
That's a lot of kids.
That could be a neighborhood, right? That's a neighborhood. And so the needs of a family in a hotel are a lot different than living in a home, a big house, right? You don't have great kitchen opportunities. And so a crock pot is one of those things that can make life easier. Air fryer, that's the new thing people want is an air fryer, right? Because they're easier to use too. But yeah, it's letting the community know what's going on and what the student needs are so that we can help fill them, but looking at it from a place of dignity and respect. And I will tell you, that's the one thing when we started Treasure House 14 years ago also, was it was about choice and dignity and respect for the consumer. So they have a choice of what laundry detergent they have or deodorant they want. And we have continued that. And, you know, I think that's a true testament to our social workers and how we operate, because Treasure House is run by the school social work team. They're the ones who take the referrals to get families in there, and that expertise is helpful in kind of managing what the needs of the families are to make kids successful in school.
The whole focus of Treasure House still remains the same.
Yep. It's so cool. And, you know, our school board members support this. They historically used to come out and hand out flyers, and that says something about our district as well. When you have a variety of people coming out to support, makes a huge difference.
Yeah, a school board member who would come and be the truck organizer.
Yes.
Playing. Oh, yeah. Yes, he did.
All day long.
Yep.
Gil was amazing.
Oh, it was Gil. Yep. That's right. You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all day.
And I would come at different times, and he'd still be there.
Yep. And you know, we still keep that organization kind of concept of how he organized.
Yeah,
and it's helpful. So
it was a great idea. He'd have everything would be marked of where you put things in the boxes, and it just made it easier. So let's talk about some of the things people can bring. Toothpaste and paper and everything.
Any hygiene products that you use on a daily basis, grab an extra.
Yeah, it's not just school stuff. It's not just school stuff.
No.
All those things that you use to get ready in the morning, our kids need. So shampoo, deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrushes, dental floss, anything that you can think of that you need to get ready for your day, our kids need to get ready for their day.
Because to be able to have that kind of thing, you just feel that if you're never brushing your teeth.
And cleaning products are another thing. You know,
oh, yeah.
Like Clorox, Lysol type wipes are helpful. Paper towels, laundry detergent, dish soap. You know, we did a needs assessment at Treasure House to ask our consumers what are some things they would like. And I never thought about this, but scrub daddies, you know, to wash your dishes with.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, we have dish soap, but we don't have the washing things.
Yeah,
and
so, something like that.
You know, we got a couple of those. So anything that you're using is helpful for our families.
You can drop things off at the South Point Walmart Friday, tomorrow from noon to 4, Saturday from 8 to 4. And it's exciting to see the truck fill up.
It is.
Or the trucks is often the case.
Yeah. Several years we'll have to take a load on over to Treasure House because the truck gets so full.
Yeah.
And kind of manage things that way. But Friday, the entire social work team is going to be at Walmart handing out flyers and talking to people and answering questions and engaging. So that's kind of cool. Come meet your social worker.
That is one of my favorite parts of the whole rock out, knockout thing, is to see the enthusiasm of the social workers, because you talk about it, but then they're there. You all are there, and everybody's pitching in, and everybody just really wants to get the word out.
Because we're rock stars.
Rock stars.
But we're also fun, and we're focused. We have, you used those words earlier, Ted.
Yeah.
And we are. We are focused on making a difference in our community. That's, if you take it all down, that's really what we want to do, is make a difference in our community. And we are. And we're doing it with the help of your listeners, other people in the community, stepping up to help us do that and to help out our students.
What I like about, because you're my window into social work. You're who I know. But all of a sudden you go and you see your team there, mm-hmm. and it's all different ages, but everybody's all pulling in the same direction. You can see that.
Yeah, they're such a positive group of people generally. You know, we've got 32 school social workers in Spotsy County Schools. 17 of them are licensed clinical social workers, so high degree of clinical experience,
yeah.
that's there. I've got 7 people who are currently working on licensure that I expect will get licensure over the next 6 months to 2-3 years, depending on where they are in the process. We also have this year 7 students, interns, that are working with us this year. So we've kind of grown over the course of my tenure with Spotsy County Schools, which is a long tenure. You know, I think there were 5 or 6 social workers when I started, and
wow.
we have grown that program. And a part of the reason why we've grown the program, the support of the schools, the support of the community, but it's been the fact that we've been able to do this kind of work, to really get that kind of level of support into the hands of students and families that makes a difference.